This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia is preparing to formally annex parts of Ukraine after a Russian-orchestrated referendum, which many are calling a sham. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Results of the vote in four regions in south and eastern Ukraine were announced by administrations put into place by Russia. They claimed 93% of ballots cast supported annexation in the Zaporizhia region, as did 87% in the Kherson region, 98% in the Luhansk region, and 99% in Donetsk. Many are questioning the suspiciously high margins in favor of annexation, with Ukraine and the West denouncing the vote as illegal and rigged. I'm Karen Chamas.
Police in Norway say several people in a violent crowd attempted to enter the Iranian embassy in Oslo. Scuffles broke out and rocks were thrown at officers, and police said 90 people were detained. A crowd on Thursday had gathered outside the diplomatic mission in Oslo to protest the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini in custody in Iran. She died September 16th after being detained by Iran's police. Police in the Norwegian capital said many people were behaving violently at Thursday's demonstrations. Brazil's Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva leads President Jair Bolsonaro by 14 points 3 days before the presidential election. This is according to a poll released on Thursday night that showed the far-right incumbent has lost more momentum against his leftist rival. And once again, that election is coming along in 3 days. Water up to waist high flooded riverfronts and other areas of Thailand on Thursday after a tropical depression dumped heavy rains and knocked down trees